Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you? Kind of sunny here, a little bit cold. So have you ever wondered why this generation of Femons is by far the worst and the most disgusting? And how they believe they're so entitled? And they're all victims. You know, they use the words like microaggressions, you know. And they all lie profusely, don't they? And for some reason, they all expect people to believe them. I mean, they truly are on another planet, aren't they? Absolutely, completely delusional. Well, the last generation of Femons was brought up by usually a one-parent family, the mother. And in years gone by, of course, it was mother and father. And the father instilled discipline, respect, values. In other words, they brought reality into the situation. But when they're brought up by just the mother, there's no real discipline. And she's told that she's special and entitled. And she'll never do anything wrong. She can't. She's perfect. And the Femon is given no values, other than the ones the mother has, which generally aren't all that good. So that's why the generations of Femons have been getting increasingly worse. Until this generation, and probably the next one, are completely out to lunch. And you'll notice that any one of these Femons gets a taste of reality, they completely fall apart, because they're not used to it. You see, males way back when were Femon's yardstick, so to speak. They could act up and act out, but only so far. And that's why the modern Femon has no limitations, because nobody has told them no. And it doesn't matter what the Femons do, they operate on their faces, get implants. It makes no difference what they look like outside, if they're completely delusional head cases inside. No real man with any brains at all would want to hook up with that type of Femon for any length of time. For me, they've turned into kind of obnoxious, irritating, grown-up children that are quite dangerous to get involved with. It's no wonder that men are going to other countries or just stopped playing the game. I salute you, fellas. You keep it up.